You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Jared Bauer, MBA, the co-founder and CEO of Apollo DX. Apollo DX's mobile diagnostic platform provides laboratory quality test results in 10 minutes or less, expediting diagnosis and treatment for patients. Mr. Bauer, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
And certainly happy to have you as well, and looking forward to hearing more about Apollo DX more in detail. So for starters, a great place to start would be if you would tell us an overview of Apollo DX and what does the company do?
So Apollo DX has developed a mobile diagnostic platform. What we mean by that is a truly mobile device. And what we mean by platform is a platform by which multiplicity of tests can be developed. So there's mobile diagnostic systems already, but they focus on 1, 2, 3, 5, maybe even 10 tests. Our goal was to build a diagnostic platform for which hundreds of tests could be developed over the course of time. So for example, rather than the blood samples being sent to the laboratory, they're instead placed on a single strip, placed into a device that costs only a few hundred dollars. That's roughly the size of a deck of cards. Utilizing a smartphone connection via Bluetooth with that device, we're able to analyze that blood sample, and in 10 minutes or less, we're able to give you a true positive or a true negative for a myriad of diseases. Currently, we're focusing on infectious diseases, but over the course of time, we expect to have full blood panels and the like, similar to what a laboratory offers. A laboratory today has roughly 3,000 tests that they can provide. So we'll be developing tests for our system for many, many years to come.
And this is certainly awesome news within the healthcare space. So I'm excited to hear this as well and the opportunities around that. Now, how did you personally get into the healthcare industry?
So a few years ago, I heard about a company. I was living in Boise, Idaho at the time, and I heard about a company called Burn Free that was struggling outside of Sandy, Utah. And we got involved with that company. I say we, my wife and I got involved in that company. We sold our house, our cars, and pretty much everything we owned. And we went and bought that company in order to attempt a turnaround. I'd always wanted to try one. So we purchased Burn Free in 2012, and then we exited that company in 2016. But in the process of doing so, we found that not only did we enjoy the process of a turnaround, but we also further enjoyed the healthcare industry. We felt like it was an area ripe for innovation, that it has more issues than one can describe on a 15-minute podcast or a 500-hour podcast for that matter, but that those issues really could most certainly be addressed through innovation, and that it was only through innovation that we were really going to be able to affect change in healthcare. It can't simply be legislated. We can't simply legislate our way out of the problem. And so we went about the process of searching for additional technologies within healthcare where we could invest and we could become a part of and participate in the development of technologies that could lead to that change within healthcare. So, for example, with Apollo DX, lowering the amount of time, or cutting the amount of time rather, for the patient to receive their results on their diagnostic tests, increases the speed by which they're able to receive a diagnosis. When you increase the speed by which they receive a diagnosis, you're able to get on top of things faster. This is especially true in infectious disease. We're able to cut additional hospital stays. We're able to cut expenses around the patient staying in the hospital. We're even able to cut, if we look at healthcare from a manufacturing perspective, and I do so with great caution, and we're even able to cut the amount of minutes that the physician is required to spend with that patient. So the patient can actually receive better care with less expenditure of time by both the healthcare industry and by the patient. And ultimately, we can improve results and cut costs of the healthcare industry overall. So although we got into it through burn care, we found this issue that we actually are very passionate about, that I personally am very passionate about, and we invested in Apollo DX because of that.
And shifting gears a little here, as CEO, how did you or how do you identify an area prime for innovation?
So I take a different approach to that. I'm not a physician by trade. In fact, I have very little scientific background. And so the approach that I take is more of a just straight business principle approach, looking for areas where there's existing bottlenecks. So if we take healthcare and apply business principles to it, we immediately look for the problem areas. We can't quite simply just look at a balance sheet, but we can view it as though it was a manufacturing process. And we do so not to discount the value of each individual patient, but rather to value the group of patients as a whole. And so when you look at it as though it's a manufacturing process, what you're able to see is bottlenecks within the system. Those are the areas that are most ripe for innovation. Clayton Christensen has found a few of those himself, one of those being diagnostics. We would agree that diagnostics is a massive bottleneck within the industry, mainly because it requires patients to come back. It requires physicians to revisit something. But when you apply those basic business principles to healthcare, you actually see bottlenecks throughout the process. EMRs is another area where there's a great deal of bottlenecks, where there's a great deal of issues. We have yet to consolidate onto a single system, and we probably never will. So you've got to look at the second best option, which is perhaps a central system that speaks to a multiplicity of EMRs and a multiplicity of products, allowing everything to network together. But where we faced many of these things in manufacturing 25, 30 years ago, and in industry after industry since that time, healthcare is only beginning to look at things from this perspective. It's very much on the surface, it sounds harsh, but it's actually very much a patient-centric, patient-focused approach, because each individual patient receives better care when patients as a whole receive better care. So it actually improves things overall for everyone.
Today we are joined by Mr. Jared Bauer, MBA, the co-founder and CEO of Apollo DX, providing laboratory quality test results within 10 minutes or less, expediting diagnosis and treatment for patients here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Bauer, how are the innovations Apollo DX provides changing or improving the healthcare industry?
So the goal of Apollo DX is not just to simply speed the result time, the time to result. Our goal is much larger than that. So if you look at the Apollo DX platform, it's really made up of four things. It's made up of an app that integrates via Bluetooth with what we would call item number two or piece number two, and that's the hardware. And the hardware interfaces with the strips. With strips is where we place the drop of blood and place it in the hardware and then push start test on the app to run the test. But there's a fourth element there that I think we should probably discuss at least for a few minutes. And that fourth element is the connectivity on the other side. Now, there's a lot of laws and a lot of regulations around what you can do with the data that you find, patient medical records, and the like. And those laws change as you go country by country. So they're one thing in the United States, they're another thing in France, they're a completely different thing in the Middle East. Lots of laws and regulations around healthcare data. But what's kind of universally acceptable is this idea of being able to share that data at a minimum with the hospitals. So whereas today, if you were to send a test result, in fact, we're based in Utah, and there's the Utah State Laboratory over in, it's just outside of West, I think it might be in West Valley. But if you go to the Utah State Laboratory, what you find is a triple entry system for each individual test. And this is important because I'm going to come back to in just a minute the value of this database for Apollo DX and what we're building there. But what they do at the state laboratory when they receive a test sample is they immediately log the sample via computer. That's what person number one does. Person number one then places the test in a tray for person number two. Person number two re-enters that exact same information into the computer. This is the information regarding the sample, where it was taken, who the patient is, any patient file numbers, et cetera. then the computer analyzes both of those entries and reviews them for any discrepancies between the two. And then person number three, this is now a third employee just for the simple entry of a test into a system or for a sample into the system. Employee number three then reviews that, makes any changes that are required, and then that test is finally available to go and be processed in the laboratory. With Apollo DX, we're able to integrate into a database, and we work with SoftLayer. It's a division of IBM. In fact, they manage a slew of the world's healthcare data. I don't know what it is in a percentage basis, but it would be very high. What we do is we send all of the data in real time to our database, and then from the database, we're able to integrate into existing EMRs and transmit that information directly in. This allows it to be immediately in the hospital system, immediately in the patient file without error and in real time. So there's multiple elements where we're trying to cut time, where we're trying to improve the process overall. So if we break it down for each person involved, if we break it down for the patient's able to receive their result in 10 minutes or less rather than having to sit by their phone and wait for a few days or till the end of the day, depending on where you are in the world, as much as 2 weeks to get their test result. The physician is able to deal with that patient while they're sitting there in front of the patient. The patient can take the test. They run the test. And while the physician is still in the room, the physician is able to give the test result, a diagnosis, and begin a treatment plan. So for the physician, we've improved the relationship between he or her and the patient, and we've also cut the amount of time required to properly care for that patient. And then for the healthcare organization overall, this would be the hospital or the physician's office, whatever the case may be, we're able to cut the amount of time required by their staff to participate in taking the test for this one patient. So no longer do they have to send it in a car across town to a laboratory or to a different floor if it's a large hospital to the laboratory. No longer do they have to enter this into their system 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, whatever is required by that individual organization and by how many organizations are going to be touching that sample during the process. And so we're able to improve things for each person or each group involved in the treatment process for that particular patient. We see this, that not only does this cut the bottleneck out completely for test results and for diagnosis, but it also improves, we believe, the relationship between the physician and the patient, the healthcare organization and the patient, and the physician and the healthcare organization, because the physician's able to do the job that they're paid to do without having to come and readdress this later in the day, making phone calls patient by patient when it's time for them to go home and be with their family.
Certainly a great response there, and it shows us how you are improving the healthcare industry. Also, why do you think innovation is so important within the healthcare industry?
I believe a lot of people are trying to legislate their way through, around, through this problem. Healthcare, the rising cost of healthcare, I don't think you'll find a person in the United States who doesn't look at the rising cost of healthcare, or in the world for that matter, and say, hey, this is a problem. I think that's an area of broad agreement. I have yet to run into someone who disagrees with that. Where the disagreement falls is how to legislate our way through that, how to modify the system. There's everything from we determined when Obamacare was first in debate, there was the discussion of death panels. Has this person gone through enough treatment? Are we done with this particular patient? Is it time for them to die? And I would list that on the inhumane side all the way to we need to provide more care for each individual patient. The rooms need to be nicer. There needs to be art on the wall. This needs to be comfortable for the patient. And I would put that kind of on the other extreme. What everyone's attempting to do is to correct the problems within healthcare and to cut the rising costs associated with that, because it's unsustainable the way that it is. However, my belief really is strongly that we need to be working to innovate our way through these issues. Innovations such as Apollo DX or many other companies who are working on software systems, or they are working on devices that that cut the cost for the hospital. I look at some of even just the mobile X-ray machines or some of the mobile MRIs, some of those things. Those ultimately cut the cost for the hospitals. They allow more of them to exist, remove the bottleneck of a patient having to go to a particular facility that's set up with that, lower the amount of training required by the staff to participate in that so that they can have them in more facilities, those types of things. As we work towards that, we're able to cut the cost of healthcare. And so innovation overall is really our only true guaranteed approach that I think is agreeable by all sides. And it's a long-term fix. We're not just simply saying we're going to cut the pay of this group or we're going to demand that everything be within this price point. What we're saying is let's legitimately cut the cost of healthcare. Let's remove elements out by improving the process. And in so doing, improving the way that the patient is treated within this process. I look a lot at the relationship between the physician and the patient. I talk about it all the time because I think it's incredibly important. The amount of trust that's required between a physician and a patient is incredibly high. In order for the physician to be successful, the patient has to be able to trust the physician. So when we can improve the process of the physician and the patient working together, when we can simplify that for the patient, when we can make it more comfortable for the patient and for the physician and remove issues where they may come into conflict, you improve the amount of trust between the physician and the patient. You make it more substantially more likely that the patient will follow the instructions of the physician, because there's a lot of studies that have come out, and I'm not able to quote statistics off the top of my head, like some people are blessed to be able to do so. But there's multiple papers that have been written regarding the physician giving advice to the patient or giving a treatment plan to the patient. And when there is a strong trust between the two, the patient follows that and is able to, you know, their health is able to improve more quickly. When there is not that element of trust between the physician and the patient then resists what the physician is telling them, and you end up with additional issues. So I go back to your main question, which is, how does innovation solve this? Well, innovation solves this by improving the way we care for that patient, by removing bottlenecks, by removing delays, by removing issues that currently exist within the system. As we remove those, we make this more streamlined, more comfortable. And as we make this more comfortable, we actually improve outcomes just simply through helping the physician build that relationship of trust with the patient. Innovation is our only way through this problem. It's our only way to say, okay, we're going to be able to cut costs because we're improving these devices. We're making them more readily available to more people by cutting the cost, by increasing the mobility, by removing steps. Anytime we can remove a step in the process, we've improved things, just plain and simple. Removing steps cuts cost, number one, removes a step that is required by either the physician, the patient, or the healthcare staff. So it removes the ability for another bottleneck to exist. That's two. And ultimately improves this relationship that I'm talking about because it simplifies the process. People prefer simple. And so in innovating, we ultimately can find our solutions to the big healthcare problem, however you want to define the healthcare problem. And innovation is our answer.
Exciting to see the changes in a positive direction that is taking place within the healthcare industry, especially as you're playing a role in that at Apollo DX. Where can listeners get more information in all regards?
So listeners can get more information at apollodx.com, APOLLODX.com. There's some information there. They're always welcome to contact our company directly. Or I would encourage all listeners to get involved, especially in cities. There's a few cities in the country that really are kind of leading the innovation charge, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Boston, those being probably the three strongest for startups within the healthcare industry, and specifically startups that are focused on really true innovation, not moving the needle a little, but taking the needle completely off the chart and placing it on a different one and saying, how can we do this differently? This isn't just about Apollo DX. Apollo DX is the company that I represent, and it's obviously a technology that I'm very excited about. But this is really about us working together to solve the healthcare problem that we all face. This affects all of us. It affects our family members. It affects our friends. And we've got to get on top of it. Innovation is a great place for all of us to start.
It most certainly is, and we thank you once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a prosperous and successful 2017.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Mr. Jared Bauer, MBA, the co-founder and CEO of Apollo DX, providing laboratory quality test results within 10 minutes or less, expediting diagnosis, and treatment for patients. And for more information and for contact, simply visit ApolloDX.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.